John Iannuzzi in for Tony Savino on this Wednesday morning. I am so pleased to be joined now by Patrick Leroux, Planning and Zoning Director here in the town of Greenwich. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Pleased to have you on the line. You had a busy night last night.
Yeah, we had an additional meeting this August, so we took care of some extra things last night. The first one was a subdivision application for 163 Field Point Properties, LLC. The address of that is 163 Field Point and Zero Woodland. The applicant there was looking to transfer some property between the two parcels. Was left open from a prior meeting to address some outstanding departmental comments and a few items the commission asked to address, and those were addressed, and the commission approved the transfer last night. The last two items we had were discussion items, pre-application hearings, we call them, and they were regarding the old Greenwich Elementary School was the first one. This is the first time the Planning and Zoning Commission has had a discussion or seen the proposed renovation and addition plans at Old Greenwich. By and large, is more of a fact display, just talking about the process and what the building committee has thought about for the addition and expansion of the school. Commission asked a lot of questions, technical things that they hope will be able to be addressed when a final site plan comes in, along with a municipal improvement application. And then the third item that we saw was also a pre-application for 84 South Water Street in Byram. This is known as the Hasco industrial building. Property owner there bought it and is looking to revitalize or reuse the site for something other than the industrial use that's been there for the past century. They're looking at a 10-unit development and parking, real preliminary plans. The commission expressed concerns about, parking on the site, development, environmental remediation. Also, flooding in the area is a big concern, and how the project will possibly be reviewed and approved by the state with regards to coastal projects. So that will come back as probably a site plan, or it could be another pre-app discussion if the applicant has other questions. But right now, nothing pending, just this preliminary discussion. So that was the nuts and bolts of our meeting last night.
Now, regarding the old Greenwich Elementary School, you talked about the process. Were there any surprises there? I mean, the process is how this is there's a long time frame on this, correct?
There is. Obviously, besides funding and all the processes that go with that for public municipal projects, there will be a site plan review on top of that, which, you know, takes a few months as well for any project, that regardless of whether it's a municipal one or private. So we're not starting construction or anything like that with this discussion, but this is the first time I think the building committee was able to talk development and not numbers, you know, with a municipal board. So I think it was very helpful for them to understand what the construction and design build aspects are going to be when they come back through that process.
Now, obviously, the ADA accessible entrance, that's an important part of this whole.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's a lot of so there's the space issues and there's the flooding, there's a sewer issue with the building, and then I'll just lump that under infrastructure. So the heating and cooling and ventilation of the building is antiquated, needs to be updated. There needs to be better access into the building because, as everyone's aware, it's if you have disabilities, it's not plausible to get into the building from the street. So this design, from what we saw, addresses all of that. So it's a good plan. The commission thought it was very well thought out. Good news is that even though the building's in a flood zone, the prospective project is going to eliminate those areas below the grade that would be flooded, and there's would be new modern protections for that. So Hopefully, if it moves forward, it would be a plan that will keep the building in good order for a long time.
Now, a pre-application review, what happens after that?
So it is a non-binding discussion that allows applicants to talk to the commission without seeking any official decision. It has no merit. It doesn't exist anywhere except as a discussion. There are no votes or conclusions brought. It's just, you know, you air a lot of issues, and on top of it, we allow public comment so you can get the neighborhood or, you know, the public's input on projects. So the next steps, well, there could be another pre-application discussion that's full within the rights of the building committee if they have a few other things to, you know, just want to iron out or pin down. It really, what it does is allow people to talk to the commission and get answers on a few specific questions before they make significant financial investments in plans or designs. So it's helpful for private development, but it's also super helpful for the municipal ones because if the committee has a contentious issue or, you know, they need to know if they should go left or right, et cetera, they can have that conversation and get the feedback from the commission that's ultimately going to be voting on the site plan and incorporate that into a application later on. So this is the first step. The next step would be municipal permit and a site plan application with the Planning and Zoning Commission. And once those are approved, then the applicant would be most likely in a position to start filing their building permits and et cetera. So it's sort of the step 1A.
WGCH News Center time 7:39. We're on with Patrick LaRoe, Planning and Zoning Director. Last night's meeting, you guys are still holding virtual meetings?
We do, yes.
And, I mean, I think it's great that people can jump on even on the phone, right?
Yep, phone or with your video device. The commission has found it to be better outreach and better accessibility to the residents of the town than it was even in person because, you know, we can fit more people in a Zoom than we can in the town hall meeting room. So we've found it to be very successful. It allows everybody to get a fair step up to the mic, listen, talk, from the comfort of their home or wherever they are at that moment. And we found it to be a great avenue and public outreach opportunity. So we've, the commission has kept it going. So it may not work for other boards, but it definitely has worked for planning and zoning.
Patrick LaRoe, I want to thank you for your time. What's up next? Should we mark our calendars?
So we get a couple week break for the commission right now. They've been doing every 2 weeks for the whole year. So we're going to take the 4 weeks off and be back in September. I don't have a tentative list right now. It's a little too early to talk about that. But we have a few things obviously pending that the public's going to be interested in. Greenwich American Center has a text amendment for their proposed residential development up there in the northwest corner. And that's probably the biggest thing going on right now. But, you know, there could be a bunch of things that come in between now and the end of the month that will be on everyone's mind. And we're going to take up the last quarter of the year.
Thank you so much for checking in with us. We appreciate the update, Patrick.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
WGCH News Center time 7:40. So that was a busy planning and zoning meeting. We will check traffic and weather together in just a moment.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.